Let's pray. Dear God, please open our ears and our hearts that we may hear and receive the word that you have for us this morning. Amen. Hello, Kingswood family and friends. When Pastor Charles asked me to preach this Sunday so he could attend the North Georgia General Conference, I somewhat reluctantly said I would. Then he reached out a few weeks ago to see what scripture I wanted to preach on. I thought, wait, the General Conference has moved online. Do you still want me to preach? He did still want me to preach, and I'm truly happy to do anything that will give some relief to any of our hardworking pastors and staff. I hope I don't regret saying that. Thank you to all of you, Charles, Dondra, Jessica, Alan, Dennis, Luke, Michelle, for the extra hours and creativity you have put into making our church family still feel like a church family during this unprecedented time. Back to my conversation with Charles, where he asked what I would like to preach on, I said, well, what are the lectionary passages for that day? One of them was Romans 12, 9 through 21. And when I looked it up, I said, yes, this is it. And the heading for the passage was so good, I clearly stole it for my sermon title. It was called Love in Action. Before we talk about what love in action looks like, let's read another passage that talks about where love comes from. 1 John 4, 7 through 11. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So God is love, and love comes from God. And since we are the beneficiaries of that love, we should love one another. This love is not a feeling, but a choice we make and actions we take. What does love in action look like? Today's passage will help us understand that. This passage is in a part of Paul's letter to the Romans where he shifts from the theoretical to the practical. In the verses right before this, we're encouraged to live sacrificial, transformed lives in response to what God has done for us. Let's hear how love in action is described in Romans 12, 9 through 21. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There is a lot in this passage. There are 20 separate exhortations in here, so strap in for a really long 20-point sermon. Just kidding. I'm going to focus on three things to do when showing the world love in action. Be sincere. Be committed to unity. And be on the lookout for ways to show love. First, if we're going to show the world love in action, our love must be sincere. The first four words of this passage set the tone for all that follows. Love must be sincere. A sincere love is one that is genuine and without pretense. Some translations say, let love be without hypocrisy or without pretending. The Message says to love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. The Life Application Bible says, most of us have learned how to pretend to love others, to speak kindly, avoid hurting their feelings, and appear to take an interest in them. We may even be skilled in pretending to feel moved with compassion when we hear of others' needs, or to become indignant when we learn of injustice. But God calls us to real and sincere love that goes far beyond pretense and politeness. Sincere love requires concentration and effort. It means helping others become better people. It demands our time, money, and personal involvement. In other words, sincere love requires action. One action that might be overlooked is spending the time to really see and get to know people. Doing this is a prerequisite to all that follows. We've talked many times in the Neighborhood Sunday School class about the importance of being intentional about spending time with our kids. The expression, how do you spell love? T-I-M-E, is so apt. I'm so thankful for the calling ministry of our congregational care team to make sure people feel the sincerity of the love of Kingswood. It is possible to show love in action while just going through the motions, but it's so much more meaningful to everyone involved if showing love in action comes from a place of sincerity. Second, love in action requires a commitment to unity. In our passage, Paul says, live in harmony with one another. And later, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. God calls us to live in unity with one another and to make every effort to live in harmony with everyone. Challenging times and circumstances sometimes lead us to damage the unity we've worked so hard for. How often in our quest for justice do we fracture relationships and break people's hearts? Look to how Jesus handled these situations. Yes, he threw out the money changers, but more often than that, he asked the children to come to him and showed tremendous love and compassion to everyone, regardless of their beliefs and behaviors. Jesus focused on helping and loving everyone and didn't spend anywhere near as much time throwing people out of the temple. Paul is not suggesting that we must all think in just the same way or that we must think exactly the same thing about every issue. Instead, we are to agree to disagree agreeably over non-essentials. In doing so, we demonstrate the love that God showed us. The Most Reverend Michael Curry, the first Black presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, told a wonderful story of what showing love through unity looks like during his installation in 2015. These are his words. In the late 1940s, the armed forces had not yet been desegregated. The Tuskegee Airmen were still a unit. Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka had not yet been issued. Rosa Parks had not yet stood up for Jesus by sitting down on that bus in Montgomery. Jackie Robinson was playing baseball, but Martin Luther King Jr. was still in seminary. It was in this context that a young African-American woman and her fiancé went to an Episcopal church one Sunday morning. They were the only people of color there. The woman had become an Episcopalian after reading C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity, finding the logic of his faith profoundly compelling. Her fiancé was then studying to become ordained as a Baptist preacher. But there they were on America's segregated Sabbath, the only couple of color at an Episcopal church service of Holy Communion. When the time came for communion, the woman, who was confirmed, went up to receive. The man, who had never been in an Episcopal church and who had only vaguely heard of Episcopalians, stayed in his seat. As he watched how communion was done, he realized that everyone was drinking real wine out of the same cup. The man looked around the room, then he looked at his fiance, and he sat back in the pew as if to say, "This ought to be interesting." The priest came up, uttering the words as each person received the consecrated bread. That part was easy. Then it was time for the cup. Would the priest really give his fiancée communion from the common cup? Would the next person at the rail drink from that cup after she did? Would others on down the line drink after her from the same cup? The priest came by speaking these words to each person as they drank from the cup. the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul into everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. The people before her drank from the cup, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another person drank, preserve thy body and soul into everlasting life. The person right before her drank, drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee. Then she drank, and be thankful. She drank. Now was the moment her fiancé was waiting for. Would the next person after her drink from that cup? He watched. The next person drank. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee. And on down the line it went, people drinking from the common cup after his fiancé, like that was the most normal thing in the world. The man would later say that it was that reconciling experience of Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist that brought him into the Episcopal Church. He said, any church in which people of different races drink out of the same cup knows something about the gospel that I want to be a part of. Bishop Curry went on to say that the couple married and had two children, and that one of those children was him, the 27th presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church. What a beautiful display of love and action and a commitment to unity. There are so many things in our lives right now that can divide us. But we're called to set those things aside in order to show love to one another. When you're on Facebook or in a conversation with people, I encourage you to think twice about sharing something about a divisive issue or something worded in an unloving way toward another person or party. Instead, I encourage you to follow the lead of some of the folks in this church. There are a couple of names that always make me smile when they pop up on social media, because I know what follows will be a beautiful picture from nature, a word of encouragement, or an uplifting song. In a time in our country and world when there is so much division, let's show people that we can be united in showing love. Being committed to unity in a world so keen on division is love in action. Finally, if we are going to demonstrate love in action to the world, we have to be on the lookout for ways to show love. So much of this passage is about doing intentional acts for other people. Practicing hospitality, showing empathy and compassion, helping those who need it, regardless of status, and even if they are your enemy, praying. This is where we get to show the world what being in Christian community really looks like. Jesus said that everyone would know we are his disciples by the way we love each other. These acts described here are demonstrable love in action. This is what the world will see. So we need to be vigilant in looking for opportunities to show love. There was a great demonstration of love in action earlier this month in my neighborhood. As I watched it unfold, I kept thinking, Jesus would love this. I could just hear him saying, the kingdom of God is like, as he often did before telling a story. Love in action is like, on the afternoon of August 3rd, an unexpected and surprisingly powerful thunderstorm swept through Dunwoody. We saw a giant limb fall on our neighbor's driveway and listened to pine cones and branches pepper our roof as the wind howled. When the storm passed, I looked on our neighborhood Facebook page to see if people were without power, and I saw a post from a friend saying, if you have a chainsaw, please bring it to the Spencer's house. Right around the same time, Maxine Spencer texted my daughter Emily to say that a tree had fallen on their house. Mark was in the middle of a work project, and Sam was working at Chick-fil-A, so just Emily and I headed to the Spencer's with our chainsaw in the back of the car, hoping there would be someone besides us that could actually use the chainsaw. When we arrived, there were already three neighbors up on the roof cutting off branches from the tree, and several other people hauling them to the curb when they were lowered down. A neighbor went to her house and brought a case of water and snacks for the people working. Another neighbor stopped to tell Maxine she was going to bring them dinner that night. When we returned from the Spencer's, I found Mark at our neighbor's house, cutting apart the massive limb that had fallen, and he was later joined by another neighbor and their preschool boys. I took the best picture of Mark and his pint-sized helper sharing the load of a limb they were taking to the curb. When the homeowner asked if there was anything he could do to repay the helpers, I loved Mark's response. He said, "Just showing love to our neighbor." I heard of many more stories from our neighborhood that day. Kingswood member Ellen Malden was part of a group that went to dry out the carpet in the flooded basement of a family who was on vacation. another neighborhood kept watch on the Facebook page to see if someone needed his electric chainsaw, and he made his way all over the neighborhood helping people chop up limbs. I'm sure, or at least I hope, there are similar stories from other neighborhoods that day, because it was a beautiful thing to witness. All of these people had other things they could have been doing. Many were in the middle of work projects when they dropped everything. Some left flooded basements at their homes to go help others who had greater needs than theirs. This is what love in action looks like. You don't have to wield a chainsaw or vacuum soggy carpet to show love. The point is that you have to keep your eyes open for ways to show love. Love in action might be clicking on a meal train link to say you can bring a meal to someone. I was thrilled to see how quickly the meal train for Jan Arnett and Bill Boyle filled up. Love in action might be praying for someone and letting them know that you are. This passage says to be faithful in prayer. Love in action might be showing hospitality to a stranger, saying a kind word, forgiving your enemy. Be on the lookout for ways to show love in action. The opportunities are endless. I will close with a passage from Fred Rogers, host of the beloved television program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Fred was asked if he had one final broadcast, one final opportunity to address his television neighbors, and he could tell them the single most important lesson of his life, what would he say? He said, "Well, I would want those who are listening somehow to know that they had unique value, that there isn't anybody in the whole world exactly like them, and that there never has been and there never will be, and that they are loved by the person who created them in a unique way. If they could know that and really know it and have that behind their eyes, they could look with those eyes on their neighbor and realize, my neighbor has unique value too. There's never been anybody in the whole world like my neighbor, and there never will be. If they could value that person, if they could love that person in ways that we know that the eternal loves us, then I would be very grateful. I hope we can see each other like that and love each other like that, that the world will know we are Christians by the love we show each other, love in action that is sincere, that is committed to unity, and that we are always on the lookout for how to show more of it. If you didn't receive one of these magnets that Emily designed, I hope you'll stop by the pickup station to pick one up. And I hope it is a reminder to you to always be on the lookout for how to show love in action. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for loving us with your unconditional love. Thank you for showing us love in action and what that can look like. I pray that you will work in our lives and in our hearts so that we can show love in action to our neighbors, to our friends, to our enemies, and to the world. In Jesus' name, amen.